Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Himes. I'm John Wilkerson. Time once again to say hello to our good friend Mike Barnett, video coordinator for the Cleveland Indians, as he joins us on the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline. Mike, how you holding up?
Well, I'm doing good, John. Jimmy, good to talk to you guys. It's, you know, it just kind of every day kind of runs into the next and not a whole lot to do. Really get up and try to go walk at Lakeshore and come back and watch TV and read a little bit. And like I said, we've had a couple Zoom calls to kind of try to keep us up to date as to what's going on. But other than that, there's not a whole lot to do right now.
Yeah, certainly understand. And you, of course, shared with us what it was like when the curtain fell on the baseball season to this point when everything was shut down. Tell me, with the reports being out or possible scenarios for a return to the field, what do you think and what's been your reaction to the notion about sequestering the major league teams in Arizona and just kind of playing inside a bubble until the all clear is sounded to return to respective homes?
Well, I think that there's a lot of excitement, optimism, and then there's a lot of apprehension. Nobody knows actually which direction this thing is going to go. I think players, the biggest thing that they have, especially ones with families, I know they all want to get back to playing baseball, but, you know, it could be where we could be out there for the entire season, 4.5 months or so. And I think the biggest thing is they're worried about leaving their families. But as far as the logistics of it all, could it work? Definitely. I mean, you have the facilities out there. They're all good facilities, so you're not worried about player health as far as playing on a, you know, ungroomed field that would be suitable for Major League Baseball. We do it all spring. You've got, you know, plenty of hotels out there. You've got Chase Field that you could use, and it would just be a strange thing going to the ballpark and playing a game and nobody in the stands, and you have to practice social distancing, I guess. And the thing that would be kind of weird that I've read about, but people, you know, players being in the stands and being 6 feet apart and you wouldn't use the dugout, that would be just a very strange phenomenon, and I think it would take, you know, a lot of getting used to. But as far as the facilities, and, you know, you look at Phoenix and really the whole state of Arizona, I think they've only had 2,800 confirmed cases. And it looks like every day we're getting more and more good news. But I could definitely see this happening, but they've got a lot of things to work out. But even with meals and things of that nature, we've got our own cooks that are with us all the time. So you would have meals available and everything like that. And Jimmy, you've been out there and seen the facilities. You've got,
yes.
It's amazing, you know, what you have out there, that would be available to teams day in and day out. But I, you know, the big questions too are, you know, what about testing? Are you going to have to test players daily? Should we use all these tests for that? I don't know. So there's a lot of questions that have to be answered, but is it a viable, possible scenario? It is. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Mike, Mark Teixeira said that the plan is, quote, unrealistic. I don't want to argue that point, but one thing he said was that you don't have weights and you don't have batting cages for the players to use. I'm not sure if I would agree with that. As you mentioned, I've been out there and I've seen the facilities. I don't think that's the problem, the lack of a batting cage, lack of weights. Do you?
No, not at all. I mean, the facilities out there, and I'll tell you what, it's a little bit different, you know, and I'm sure he probably trained most of his career in Florida, but the facilities out in Arizona are top-notch, tremendously manicured fields. You've got a complex at every, you know, every team has a complex, basically, and the weight rooms are unbelievable. They're bigger than any health club I've been in. The cages, you've usually got, anywhere from 6 to 10 to 12 batting cages that are undercover. So I don't see where that would be a problem. But I read the Teixeira article as well, and I think, like, the biggest point that he brought up is, are players going to buy in to going out there to being gone from their families for 4.5 months and be sequestered?
I also don't know the answer to this, but there has been some talk among medical officials that know a whole lot more than I do, that maybe with warmer weather, this will subside at a greater rate. Well, Arizona can get pretty darn hot. So just being optimistic, Mike, I'm hoping that if that is the case, this could be something that could move forward. And you know it gets hot out there, even sometimes in spring training. So maybe that could help with the whole situation of this proposal.
Yeah, the warm weather. I mean, it's not warm; it's just plain hot. And I mean, you can get some days in Arizona or in Phoenix where it's up to 116 degrees, and they can talk about it's a dry heat all they want, but it's just plain hot. So that's one of the things that they've been concerns about as well. And when do you play the games? I think the big thing that they would like to do, and I'm not even sure Major League Baseball has really floated this plan. I think Scott Boras is the one that's kind of been the mastermind behind it all, and he's kind of thrown it out there, because Major League Baseball, I don't think they've done anything. I mean, I'm sure it's been discussed. But I think the ideal thing would be to get real-life sporting events and baseball back on the air. I know Major League Baseball is trying to do a concerted effort to get the millennial type crowds back into enjoying or watching baseball and get them to buy into it. And what better way to do it besides have all your hometown teams, and that's the only live sporting event on TV at the time, to get them back into it. So the heat, though, when do you play these games? If you ideally wanted to play, for example, in the Eastern time zone for your fans to be able to watch a game at 7 p.m. Eastern time, it's going to be 4 o'clock out there. So you're going to have to deal with not only the heat, but you're probably going to have to deal with the shadows, with the sun. And it can be a circus out there sometimes with the sun and the high skies that you have out there. So do you play night games? Well, and I've been out there when I was with the Arizona Diamondbacks and in Tucson. And really, by the time you get to a night game at 7 o'clock, it cools off, and it's really, I should say, it doesn't cool off, but at least it's comfortable and you can play. So I think if they're going to do any time frame of when they're going to play, you're probably going to have to be playing at least 7 o'clock at night or sometime fairly early in the morning.
Boy, it really does seem, one, it sounds great on paper, but also, could you imagine the chaos if there were, let's just say, a rainy week? When you think about how many games they'd be trying to stack one on top of the other to get as many games in as possible, if indeed they were to move forward with this, what do you think two or three rainy days in a row, if that were to happen, would do to just creating chaos?
It would create chaos. And the big thing about it is, I mean, when are you going to make these games up? And you do have, usually in July and August, you have that monsoon season where those thunderstorms and rain showers run through there. And it can rain for 3 or 4 days and just almost make really the fields unplayable for a couple days. So you could run through a week where you can't play games, and I don't know when you're going to make them up. And like we talked about before, playing the 7-inning doubleheaders, I think, like I said, I'm not a big fan of that in the long run when we get back to playing baseball. But I think for this year, it may be the only thing that we can do, and it doesn't tax your pitching quite as bad. But the other thing is you're going to have expanded rosters, which kind of part of what I do is the advanced scouting end of it. So now instead of preparing not for 25 or 26 now, which it was supposed to be, now you're probably going to have to prepare for a 35-man roster for every series. So there's a lot of questions and things. It's tantalizing. It sounds like a fun idea, and it'd be great to get back to baseball, but there's a lot of things that will have to be worked out before this comes to fruition.
Well, and as major league camps were fired up, they hadn't quite gotten all the way to the point where players were assigned to their respective minor league organizations, whether it be high A, low A, go through an double A, triple A. What do you think might be any kind of program for the minor leaguers, because there's nowhere where you could gather all of them to where they get to play. And as you mentioned, you would have expanded rosters. You would likely, of course, have to replace any injured players. What do you think could possibly be a plan that would keep minor leaguers ready for a call that could come just a week into this?
Yeah, I don't – that's a good question, and I know that, you know, for our Zoom calls, a lot of people have asked that question. Are the minor leagues going to play this year? What's going on with that? I don't think Major League Baseball has a plan for it. I think they want to get the major league side of it back on the field and then deal with that. It was going to be really kind of tough starting the regular season this year on March 26th because the minor league season wasn't going to start until April 9th. So – really, when they finally brought all this and said, okay, we're sending everybody home, I think the minor leaguers had only played one game. And so they've got a long way to go to ramp up and get ready anyway. And I don't know how they're going to be able to play a whole group of minor league games where you're going to have rookie ball all the way through AAA.
Mike, I got one question for you. Where were you 46 years ago when Hank Aaron hit home run 715?
I'm trying to think where I was. I think I was at home watching it on TV in Columbus, Ohio, to be honest with you. And I do remember that. That was, boy, what a thing. I mean, to think about him breaking Babe Ruth's record at the time was just was amazing. It was a magical moment, that's for sure.
Mike, we sure do appreciate it. Always look forward to your insight and how you break down what's going on with Major League Baseball, and really hope that we can just get closer to good news for everybody involved. But I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on this proposed plan that could have everybody gathering in Arizona to see if they can't get the season underway. But I don't think there's any question people would eat it up with spoons if they had the opportunity to see a competitive sport back on the field, team against team, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the players thrive on the fans being in the stands, but I'll tell you, the biggest thing that they do, especially those guys at the Major League level, they thrive on competition. And I think it would be fantastic, but, you know, we're just going to have to see. And like I said, if I hear more about it and we're getting closer to it, I'll let you guys know for sure.
We sure do appreciate it, Mike. Take care of yourself. Stay well. Be safe. And we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
You as well, John and Jimmy. Good talking to you as always.
Thanks, Mike.
Good talking to you. That's Mike Barnett joining us on the Stanley Fancengates Hotline.